Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in to the High Praise Cathedral Live right here in Eastern Michigan with Pastors Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Hatton. We thank the Lord for this day that he has made, and we are rejoicing, and yes, we are glad in it. We want to say God bless you to all of you that are listening in right now. I am Angel of Melody. A lot of you know me as Angel on Deck, and we just thank the Lord for his many blessings. We want to give a shout-out to all of Africa on today. We thank God for you from A to Z. We just want to say God bless you. I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord for his many, many blessings. We thank the Lord for how he's just moving by his spirit at all times. We thank the Lord for just being who he is in our life. And I'm telling you, we have a great service that you're going to hear today. We're going to take you out in the sanctuary in just a moment. But we just thank the Lord there. You're about to hear, they're going to be taking up the offering, and then right after that, we got the international prayer that's going to be going on, and I'm telling you, it's just a powerful service that you're going to hear. Also, get prepared for our Christmas radio program, which you will hear live on tomorrow and Tuesday, so links will be posted for all to hear. So right now, we're going to take you out into the sanctuary. We just want to say happy Sunday to you all, and God bless you.
About all the things, but I'm still here.
I'm saying, how are y'all glad you're still here? Now, I want you to show God how grateful you are that you're still here and you're thankful for it, and you want you to see it to the mercy of God. As long as there will be earth, there will be seed and harvest time. As long as the earth exists, there will be seed and harvest time. We want you to prepare the seed into this ministry. And God has promised you the harvest. And I've discovered it. I've heard from saints saying, hallelujah. How many of y'all heard this? You can't beat God, can you? No matter how you try. Keep soul doing great things. I'm going to pray now. If you need a time to go, just raise your hand. Sister Sharon and the other ushers will be directed to your hand. If you don't have any ushers, you should have two of those. One for your time and one for your call. Just raise your hand high. Let the hand of your Sister Sharon. Peace the Lord. Amen. Just raise your high. You cannot go wrong. You probably will not go wrong. Yes, you're all witness to your family. Our first lady and I was out for 2 days trying to fulfill the dreams of some of our children here. And she was so busy, and I knew that I didn't want to bring myself. I had buried my granddaughter and my grandson going into the toilet waiting while I sit out in the car waiting. I ain't going to be the heinous walking up down the aisle with the toy. I got the money, I got the car, transportation, I'm just going to get it. I tripped the one time my baby stopped. I said, y'all come on in, and I'll be right here. But they said, I'm looking across the street at what's the name? Burger King. I said, they didn't have to do the shopping over the Burger King. They had lunch. And then y'all was back by the time they walk out. I had my original chicken sandwich. Had all of the drink. The niggas in there just working. When they came back, they had to reach me up. When she got home, I just said, hey, I'm so glad I have no money. I know. I just feel sorry for you. I'm sorry for walking. God won't bless you. Let me do this. Then I had another grandchildren unload the car. I didn't even unload it. Because your first lady, well, she was real super Santa Claus. And she came all that stuff in the church. I backed up to the door and I'm like, Chris, and all the things stuff upstairs. I stayed in the car. I just can't walk on that door. I'm still here. I'm trying to stay here from the dead. Some Christians, I'm strong, I'm going to be there, going up on myself, amen. I couldn't see from the door. I looked with the little brothers in my head. The sisters was taking all that stuff upstairs. They got it all grabbed. And the sister had candy tea shot, called Bible class something. And they were I said, what y'all was left on the first place, you know, she went back all over the hill. But I tell you, I went to the gas, dropped them off. I don't take no credit. I didn't grab nothing. I didn't want to go out. I'm going to credit some credit. So the answer is make sure that they all is up here. And then I got to mention all those beautiful decorations in the church. Sister Camilla and her mom. All the decorations. And the dad has to do something. He got to be a me. He got to do with the woman to tell him to do something. I'm another devil. So, y'all going to come to the side of your head for decorations. All right. If you don't get on the head, I'm going to get a phone call. You just hit your feet. She's starving. She's not. You can't see the back. good understanding. Sister Chris didn't hear about her from last week, and she didn't hear from her because she knows it's going to be a vow of answer. It's going to be a love vow. Amen. We're going to bless her house and talk. Everybody understand that? I'm getting ready to pray. Father, we thank you for the season that we've now entered into to celebrate your coming into the world so that we can be set free. Bless us, O God, like only you can. Bless us throughout this season. Bless our families. We pray for the families in earth with sadness and death. And we thank you for mercy from us. That the words of our mouth and meditation of our hearts be acceptable in our sight. Oh Lord, have our strength and our relief. Thank God. Say by the name. Whatever you do, Lord, I'm Not speak, and not praise, they can't sing. this is a heavenly church. Come on, listen. You thank God for me. So thank you, Lord, no matter how much you can say, I'm thankful. And I promise I'm going to bless these 10 families that are going to have a church that are going to be saved.
Church is all that. So,
God, I'm trying to get a church from everybody. All of you have been so far from church, and then, of course, as you said, it includes you to my face, open your eyes, and the things that you thought you knew, you get to be in your know, and so much more to know. And she's done it, and she's happy about that, and she's officially a honorable member of the church.
Yes.
Christy Alexander. Christy. Come on. Why do you let me call you Christy with Chastity? I can't have an idea of you. I'm going to come back and see you. I got it. Chastity, this is my pleasure as the founder and pastor. High Praise Cathedral Church, to thank you for your accomplishments in completing our 600 students course on this 22nd day of December 2013 for your completion of your assignment. And again, I remind you, 2 Timothy 2:15, continue to study the truth of the world of God. They work on the reading of your chains, I need to die in the word of truth. We welcome you as an official member of High Praise.
Father, get you ready. We want to welcome Evangelist Williams from Indianapolis. God bless you, baby. Thank you. And we're so glad to see you. Not a long time. So thankful that you're here. We hope to see you soon. Tomorrow night, people of God, is going to be a concert of concerts. We're excited about it. Just like I said, we're excited about the concert. Everybody bring somebody with you from the appointment that the will of God takes place. This is a one-of-kind thing. I'm telling everybody that's even thinking about high praise is going to be in this room. That's what we're going to feel and what we want to happen. But while they're ready now. Ladies and gentlemen, our praise seed and our minor chosen. God bless you. Lord, if I find favor in your sight,
you
It's my grandson's birthday. he wanted his grandmother to lay hands on his son, his birthday. And I think that's noteworthy. And standing for you now is trying to just the heat something on all out of my that's all y'all know about son Sean. He said it was at his son. And his son is older than my great grandson. I thought it was honorable for me to be asked to do what I'm about to do today. Jesus loves the little children. All the little children in the world. Some of those brothers, red, yellow, black, and white, all are precious in his sight. We used to say years ago, all the power of Jesus. And how much we love him, you know, he illustrated his love to us by allowing us an opportunity to come into the land, this world, and to share our lives and our family. He had got a chance to get to know his great grandfather, so I hope he don't cry. He's holding on to his dad's back and waiting for him to take it. Come on, son. Let's go. First of all, my great grandson, his name is Jacob Lewis Hammond. I'm going to live about my grandchildren. I'm going to preach. He's taking the mic. He's taking the mic already from grandfather. You know, one of the facts is I have two great grandchildren that already have announced that they're going to preach. My grandmother called me the other day out of the car, and the mother said, "Tell Papa, you got all A's in school." And she said, "Yes, Papa, I got all A's in school." I said, "That's good. Maybe be the next governor of Michigan, a doctor, a lawyer, or maybe principal of a school, director of a university." She said, "I said, well, she said, no, no, no." I said, "Yeah, what do you want me?" She said, "Papa, I'm going to be a preacher like you." That's how I'm going to be. So, I don't know. My grandson, this father feels like anointing his own son. Because he don't want to do what the other boys do. The other boys want to hang out, mess around, drugs, go here, go there. And you don't want to stay around the house, go to work, and do grandsons like that. So the hand of the Lord is on your back. To continue that talk of the law. You see what happens when they make one day you do your job. I love you. You look just like your daddy. Your daddy looks like me, so we all love that. Let us pray. Father, we come to you now. On behalf of Jacob. Perhaps the next bishop, the next bishop. We pray that you bless him, protect him, bless him as he goes in and out before his generation. Let him stand for your word in days to come. Bless him all as he goes to and from school. Keep your angels and candlelight alive as you join me in this prayer. Father, we thank you for his father and his grandfather and even myself as a great-grandfather. We can carry on in the work of the Lord even in days to come when I come and come off the scene that my voice will be heard in the room. Bless him in Jesus' name. We pray. Bless our family continue on in the word of the Lord. In days to come. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. He said something, y'all. I don't understand. And I say to you, son, like I came in there in the church, let it go when it over another property and make it happen. So you to his mother, to your mother. You know the way of the church. Yes. Even activated the praise team at your church. Take it to church that you understand and won't take it. Take it with grandma. Resident of the family, this is a gift from God, great grandmother. The gift of God, let's cherish it. Help with the grace in the church. If God holds his mind now, which is a sign that one day he will walk in my ways. Grandmother, you've been coming here, you know what I stand for. Teach me what I stand for. In Jesus' name. Bless your son. She doesn't come to teach her mic.
Last week, this master plan
to restore man back to the state that he was created in. He made me sick. Richard, why did you choose to talk about the master plan of God and his plan to regenerate man back from his fallen state? I began to become more inquisitive about it, and I want to share that with each of you today. And that is, what brings us to this time of the year? How much do you know about this? Most of us can only come to one phase, and that is, we celebrate Christmas. And I preached this message before, not to this standpoint, but I talk about the limitation of man when it comes to Christmas. We only take Christ from one point, and that's the baby that was born in the manger. But how much do you know about him and God's preparation to bring him to where he is? Or to bring us an understanding about this time of year in our past? It has been missed. It has been misconstrued, misunderstood. To have such a plan of God to come to a place of people being angry instead of happy, it's because people are not allowed to know what this time is all about. Stop there, if they don't. Why are we angry instead of happy? Because we missed the real essence of what this time in our lives is about. The golden text of the Bible is the greatest love story. They should stop and incline us to understand what the golden text of the Bible. The main word of the golden text of the Bible is one last word, L-O-V-E. Why are we so unhappy when we establish on the word slave? You'd be surprised, is it Thursday, Christmas Day? So many people be angry because they didn't understand what this time of year is all about. You know when people are angry because they listen to somebody give them something? But it's not what somebody gives you, but it's what you give them. And it's not based on nothing but love. I don't know if my wife any more than what I've already done, but I think the reason why she can go from face to face, from one of those cities to the next, trying to find toys of the children's design is because she loved them. She loved them, and for me to drive from place to place, I had to love her to accommodate her so she can love the same people with her. When what you get from her is coming from my heart because we share how much we love you. Man made a terrible, terrible mistake. And it's based on the same word that gets us all in trouble. Are you ready for this word? The word is disobedience. How do you know God is giving you a thought or a desire that you did not carry out? How many times have you prayed, worshiped, and you didn't worship? If you loved it like you professed to love it, he wouldn't have to call you as you should normally do. I'm going to be in order to stay in front of some of this one because I have to let him know because I love him. The last time it was dinner on Thursday evening, he didn't pose some questions to me. He said to me, Bishop, is crab still on the Randy Lagoon? And I said, well, this is of course crab still on the Randy Lagoon. I don't know what a miss of prayer God has called us to. And if I don't know him, he was here. Because I told him I would be here. But somehow, purpose hasn't said, so this man saw me. Jonah saw me at 5 o'clock to wake me up. And I didn't get this call. But my wife had already told me I am too busy going in and out of stores all day Thursday, so don't call me Friday. I think was sick, and she said, you all stay home too. So you're not the gentleman you used to be. I said, oh no, I told Chris I will be there Friday, and I told Orr I'll be there Friday, and I told Orr I will be there Friday. I was so determined to be there Friday. One of the times I woke up at 1:30, I said, too early. I woke up at 3:30, too early. The next time I woke up, it was 6:25. We were supposed to be coming to the end of practice at 6:25. I don't know whether the devil will trick me or through the heaven of the living or through the truth of the living, but they didn't know the past and the people of the Lord. And the reason why I have to go to some of the intensity to be in prayer after the summer is because I love the Lord. And I want to say that because of my position as a leader and my position to God who shows me before the Lord made on work, and I'm sitting here to preach to you to say, first thing the devil said to Sister Chris, then she wasn't coming. So she didn't call me. So she, I told her, I said, well, I see you tomorrow. I said, well, I don't know, he's not at that church. I said, that's her excuse. I was going to be at the church. And I came all the way. She didn't have an excuse. After what she did, she messed me up. She didn't call me. Because the time I called my wife wouldn't break me up to get me over here. So I love this report so much to be a friend because he has never let us down as long as he's able to get here. He's never let us down because he loves the Lord, he loves his pastor, he loves the Lord. So I got to report that I love him, and I got to tell you, I'm sorry. I got tricked. That's what I didn't see. That's what I didn't see. And I know anybody can get up and say, so let me go back and make this. This is so he doesn't know crap. He told me he was coming. And he didn't show up. And once he showed up, yeah, there's something wrong. My wife didn't say I should be woke up. But I didn't know something wrong. I want you to understand, we are here positioned because of God's master plan. How far does it go back? You're late if you're just worshiping, you're just coming to a place to worship because it's a day. I'm not sure how far God has explained. Turn to Daniel chapter 1, I'll show you. And I'm going to teach you a little bit today. I want you to know, my wife working so hard on that thing. I couldn't have to get up my helpers had to pull me up out of the chair. Because I'm not young as I used to be. That's why I want to walk from store to store. So if I walk from store to store, I can be removed the next day. 75 is a significant number. You need to be 75. You found a lot of things about yourself that you didn't think you would find out. Listen to them and say, you don't really keep on living. Yeah. You know, I found out I had anybody else to do. So I'm like, I can't even preach to y'all. I'm going to have to go home and relax a little bit. I remember you preached 3 times on Sunday morning. 1 time in the church, and God had preached here, and then he also going to preach 3:30. But it's different now. Some of y'all sit down here, up on the edge now, do things you do, same thing you used to do, and then your head, baby. Try, this is your head. Do things you still think that after all the good things, try, get right out. Can't pump that ball like you used to. I get out there to pull with my sons, and I run on that ball 2-3 times. It looks like I'm going to set my chest on fire. Burger, this burger, I can make through that burger pit, I can go home. I can't make it through the burger pit. Just go up, let's check this burger pit. Y'all go here. That's not like I used to be. I used to run track at 8th in high school. I ain't more about trying to run little tractors than boys now. Well, some say they run the world. Some say, I used to run the world. I don't run them no more. Amen. I tell you, we're getting home. I tell you, we're getting home. We got a lot of stuff in my head that I know I can't go home no more. You have to love me for the past. I'm looking for a face, but I'm telling you for the past. We have heard you in the car with the other day. And we was kissing each other's hands, and I went to the, oh, y'all so crazy. I cannot say that. This one don't have to be your husband, don't you, man? See, this back there, I said, you got to catch your wife when you love her, Anthony. Okay, Papa. I said, hey, listen, you get married to your husband when you love her. If you can't get up and kiss her hand, kiss her hand. Let him know you see him love. We did that in front of our grandchildren, so they don't call us. I said, now you know how to spell my grandma? He said, yeah. So we did a shake up to our grandchildren, so they know. I said, was y'all be mad at my father? Was y'all be mad at my father? I said, yeah. He'd be mad. They go up to see their grandparents and tell each other. I'm going to say this to the husbands and wives. If you want your children to be happy with you, show them you love each other. Don't even always walk around hollering and fussing with each other. Show that you love each other. Even when they ain't right, act like it's right. Make the family strong. That's how it's true. That ain't cost you nothing. You got to show your husband and your wife that your children have to know y'all love each other. Now, 14 generations from one to 42 generations, God had this plan. Did you hear the same time chapter 1 of Homo sapiens? What does it say? In the beginning, the Word was, and the Word. Now, let me go to the same text. I think about the 17th verse. What does it say? No, I'm going to turn it myself. I can't get it. St. John, they you pass it from the right queen. The 27th verse, and the word was made flesh. What verse is that? 14 verse? All right, that's what I want to get to. In the beginning was the word. Hold that thought. And the word was, and the word, and the next is the 40th verse, and the word was, so the word became flesh. That's God's master plan from the very beginning. What he said is that God knew because he does mission that Adam was going to mess up. He knew that he was going to mess up. So in the very beginning, he had his judgment plan already in place. Don't you think that you just happened to get saved when you got that? God had that in place. I mean, my grandfather had to read you to say it. When he was in the world, he said, I was out on the baseball field playing ball. He said, the Lord said to me, the only thing he saved. He said, I stopped playing ball, I got saved. This is saved as it is. He didn't have a theme song, he was saying, I'm the Lord, oh, cast on. He's the one. But your life will soon be gone. He said, oh, my sack. To face the judgment. I'm prepared. He's your God. He said, you say it was going to shake you up. Well, you said, I'm prepared. He's your God. My God has got power. Who in this place after God has shown him so much love? How he lived through 42 generations just to get your attention. Then you know how to come. You can't go back. And you have to leave him full of his ass to meet your God. Just since the truth is all, his whole master plan. You're not here because you made the decision. It was God's master plan to take you off of the drug. It was God's master plan to take you over the alcohol. It was God's master plan to put it into your stuff. Somebody said, well, what was that business? I don't know the name for. And I heard a heart. She is to me. That he all the time from St. John, one of the women he came from, the one of the women, the one of the It ain't about stuff. It's about soul. We're constructed with three things. The body, the soul, the spirit. The body goes back to the dust. I saw them. There was a lot of concentration on power in front of Mary. But you gotta understand what the word says. The last word to say over you when we finish the service and recognize your beautiful life or your terrible life. He says, turn to her, ashes and ashes, jump out of the so-called been paramount and this is about creation. What does creation come to? What did he give you when the word is love or love? So I said, Lord, thank you. Thank you for opening my understanding. But all the answers is the spirit we created. The love of the ashes. So if you do not have the ashes, you will be leave your spirit that comes rolling out and you're going to the ashes. Science has no way to conceive the ashes. But it doesn't matter what we come to our body. You can live in the world, 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 you can live in the world. About the service scripture. Service scripture. We made some initial great. Some more time to talk about my service presentation on preachers in LA. They're talking and talking. And I first thing I said, in the day, they said, who are you? With your rolls back, trying to get your opinion. When the man, the people are in charge of the world, and God is going to be a young man that was preaching the gospel, that sent the most two weeks ago, and I have a spirit, but I'm in it, and I'm going to open it to you.
Thank you.
comforter. Come to her to the seat of the table. It is dead, you do not support me. If you've been watching the election of the devil, you get that hard. That is dead, you do not preach, you pull it with every principle. And I was praying for that rock on TV, on radio, on telephone, he was called his mother and I cried and he said, I'm guilty. And let me tell you something, son. I've been through everything. I know how to hold my head up. But every time I stop on you, I'm scared to death. And you hold my back. But I'm not going to reach me up. And you have to see that real food.
Thank you.
can make it work. And only God can help us do it. Things are funny to you until it happens to you. Things are funny to a lot of us. But we're doing it. It's a whole different one. Put your hands up because all of us need God. And without Him, we can't do that. We're holy, we're holy. We're almost out of here. But there's some people in this room, see, everybody don't know who you are. Listen to me.
I'm going to give you 30 seconds because you got to do it. And you got to do it.
Well, I heard that is just that. So sometimes God don't have to do it. Like, you said, you should be standing up to, like, see, you come to see us before, and I didn't know you were here. See, me, I don't know. See, me, this is your whole year. And you just look at it. We need that gift. Just join in the Christmas of the last season. That he's got a new baby. And he told me the baby's 4 days old, 4 or 5 days old. And I'm bringing the baby to church. I said, you're going to leave the baby in the house. I'm old 40. I saw some folks have a baby and they was out in the mall. I'm the old 40. Let the baby breathe, okay? We want to see the baby. Let the baby breathe, okay? Let the baby. Such a handful. We're going to hurt his love. And don't get off to some things that we don't, you didn't tell us. But God's got you. Got you. This is kind of family. We're asking God to have you go to the Illinois Mary and deal with that family in the name of Jesus. Come. Oh, God, there's nothing like losing a son. I can't even imagine. I couldn't even put my stuff in the place. But I know what it is. Yes. It was the messy. The feeling was unexplainable. It was as if it was my child. I can ask that you'll just bless. Cover and keep. In Jesus' name. By all of you. Love you so much.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We thank you all for tuning in on today to High Praise Live, High Praise Cathedral Live, right here in Inkster, Michigan, with Pastors Bishop Clarence and Prophetess Joyce Haddon. We want to say once again, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Happy Sunday to all. And just tune in on tomorrow. Links will be posted for all to listen. We love you and know that God loves you too. God bless you.